Show. The Herder for three, rips the courts for the first 3 points of the ball game. Welcome to Sacramento, Kevin Herder.
The Kevin Herder Show.
Herder, ring up another triple.
Presented by Jiffy Lube, with over 25 locations in the greater Sacramento area. Get your vehicle ready for the holiday driving season today.
All righty. So normally, because of the trials and tribulations of a basketball season, we'll be talking to our good friend Kevin. Jason, I will record on video the night before.
Yes.
And with Kevin's travel and everything going on, he's nice enough to join us this morning. I know he's got a shootout coming up here.
Shootout.
Not that long. Or a shootout, a shoot-around. Shootout. They just go with their six guns. Joining us right now, brought to you by Jiffy Lube, our good friend and yours, Red Velvet, Kevin Herder. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How's Indianapolis?
It's not bad. It's not bad. We, like you said, we have chewed around this morning.
I like shoot out.
Yeah, but, you know, we've kind of just been going back and forth across the country here for the last week. So Indianapolis hasn't been too bad. Obviously, we play tonight, fly out, and go to New Orleans later tonight.
I wanted to, before we got started, I felt a little, jealous jealous person earlier this week. I saw you on another podcast, and it was about I think it was about Maryland basketball, and it was really cool and it was fun, and I got a little jealous, and I just wanted to know, do you have as much fun there as you do with us?
Of course not. You know that.
That is the right answer.
Could never have more fun anywhere else.
We're gonna send that link out here afterwards, though. It was a cool conversation, though. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm glad you guys have been able to travel around the country. There's been some teams that have been stuck weather-wise. You've kind of followed some of this, but you guys, everything travel-wise has been okay.
Yeah, it's all been fine. It's definitely been cold. I mean, it was below zero when we were in Minnesota for a little bit, and then it's always weird when you go to Texas and there's freezing rain and there's all these threats of winter storms and. You might not make it out, but in San Antonio, we were fine. I think in Austin, about an hour and a half away, it wasn't fine. And obviously Dallas was a little bit worse, but you know, we haven't had any of the extreme weather that other teams have been seeing.
Did you forget anything on the trip? I know we talked about that before. We didn't want to jinx you.
I actually was crazy. I actually forgot a coat in Minnesota in the closet.
Dude. Oh.
It's like sitting in the closet in the hotel room I was at. I actually just realized it last night. So I did.
So, okay. You brought it, but you forgot it. Hopefully.
Are you getting that back?
I brought it. Yeah. And then forgot in the first spot. I haven't called the hotel back because I realized it later last night when I tried to go get dinner. I was like, oh, my God, where's my coat?
Do you have a lost and found?
I would assume that they have it. I just don't know how that process works.
Yeah, it's not like it's Motel 6. They were staying.
Right,
you know, come
exactly.
on, I
mean,
Jeeves is going to send out the coat when he's done. Kevin, I assume you were in the room. There was a cool clip of a camera angle of Domas Sabonis last night, finding out he was an All-Star. Let's talk about that first. Just him. I was told that the only reason he was an All-Star was because he was in the East and there's more competition here in the West and blah, 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 that the media and ding-dongs say. And he has just been an absolute revelation. You get to play with him every single day. How cool was it to see his name called?
Yeah, I mean, he's extremely deserving. You know, it's one of those things, like, we would have rioted if he didn't make it in. And Fox is super deserving. Yeah. I'll add that in while we're on the topic. But you know, Domas is someone, he plays every game, knock on wood. He plays through injuries. He brings it every night. He's consistent. He plays super hard. You know that other guys don't exactly love going against them because of the intensity and physicality that he plays with every night. So he's the epitome of an All-Star. It's great that, you know, we have a representative in that game, especially the season that we put together so far. We just wish we had two representatives, but you know, Domas is extremely deserving.
Yeah, you said it. So can we riot about Fox? Because, I mean, it just...
So Chemezi wants.
I know Chemezi wants to. I think a lot of people... What did you feel or react to when you heard... Because it does feel like Fox is an All-Star.
Just in shock. And... I'm not gonna name names. There's definitely guys in that game that are reserves that 100% don't deserve to make it over Fox, and people that I don't think were on the radar for people were considering being an All-Star and they made it onto the team. You know, Fox for us has been one of the best fourth quarter players in the league. He's gone and he's won numerous games for us. He's only missed three games so far this year. Another guy that plays every night and plays extremely hard for a team that's sitting in third in the West. I would have thought he would have gotten the respect he deserves and would have been put in the game, but you know, we'll see if there's any injuries and he can soak it in.
Jiffy Lube brings you Kevin Herter each and every week right here on Sacktown Sports. Now, we were just talking before he came on, Kevin. We kind of have a rule that players' personal lives are their personal lives, whether it's good or bad, and we wait for them or their employer to announce it. But it's a poorly kept secret as to why De'Aaron is out tonight. That being said, I'm trying to, along with the fans, find a bright side that if you're going to miss an All-Star game and you're going to get snubbed and you're going to get a week away from basketball, I have a hard time finding better times than now that maybe he gets a chance to, you know, go and be busy with something else.
Yeah, you know, there's some things that are bigger than basketball. Mm-hmm. There always will be. You know, at the end of the day, this is just a game. It's just a job. It's there's certain life moments that you 100% can't miss out on, just like any other person. And so Fox gets to take all the time he needs, and yeah, he should be away. We'll put it that way.
Yep.
So, Kevin, if you could have a Fox trait, a Fox superpower for tonight, which one would you choose? Of something that he does, what would you want for one night of De'Aaron Fox to have in the NBA tonight?
That's a good question.
I mean, the ability to just go get 30. You know, I think we'll
miss that. Ho-hum.
Obviously. Yeah. Maybe his, like, 17 points in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And just the piggybacking that he usually does. I'll start with that.
You don't want that speed?
That's part of it.
I mean, yeah, that's part of it. The speed gets you the 30. But, yeah, that's a pretty easy answer.
You know, you've had a couple games here over the last couple weeks where you've struggled from the field. And I am curious, because you're a vet, you know, it seems that you have that awareness. There's that fine line between shoot or shoot, and that's how you get out of slumps, but also recognizing that you might be off or something's off, and then I'm going to go get more rebounds. I'm going to set more screens. I'm going to dish the ball more. How tough is it to create that balance and still maintain your confidence?
You know, to me, I don't feel off. You know, I think my volume has been down. I think you know, other guys have been playing better, you know, with the minutes that they've been given, and just looking obviously for my rhythm and opportunity again. You know, just obviously trying to impact the game, impact winning. But you know, I felt fine. Have been on the court. I think you know there was a game that I was off in Minnesota. But, you know, other than that, just, you know, looking for the opportunity to go out there and show what I can do.
So what is the challenge tonight, Kevin, without Fox? I mean, obviously, you guys have done it a couple times this year, had to play without him. You all have to pick up some portion of what he does. But what are the challenges you'll have tonight playing without De'Aaron?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be – it's going to be a fast up-and-down game. You know, I think Indiana, they play similarly to how we want to play. They want to get up and down. They want to play in transition. They want to shoot a lot of threes. And you know, just it's got to become by committee. We got to somehow replicate his scoring that we're going to be missing. Other guys got to be able to step up. Obviously, now that with Fox out, there's a lot of minutes now that go around. We'll see how those are dispersed. But, you know, we're obviously going to miss him. We're going to miss the tempo and the pace that he plays at, you know, his aggressiveness on the offensive end and his ball pressure on the defensive end. You know, Davion, I'm sure, will be great in the ball pressure department and picking up and playing that way. But, you know, offensively, you'll be by committee, you know, figuring out how we can replicate and make up his points.
Kevin Herter brought to you by Jiffy Lube on Sacktown Sports. As we wind down our conversation here, there is another all-star conversation we need to have. Jason and I were talking about this yesterday. So, you know, we care about you very much, and whether it's you getting your coats back or whether it's your vacation plans. And we talked in the past about if you weren't going to be there for the all-star festivities, you know, you go here, you go there, whatever it may be. But we also know that the closer you get to it, the higher, you know, airplane costs are and your tickets and all that. So, what can you tell us? We'd love to see in the three-point contest, but what can you tell us? Like, how do you find out? Should you be finding out soon? Do they just string you along? What's going on with that?
I don't know. You know, for me, nothing has really changed in the past week other than just sitting around trying to campaign a little bit, but I'm not sure how it'll work. You know, I'm hoping my agent would have an ear to the ground and would hear before somebody else would or the team would know. But it's honestly a great question. It's not something that I've really been a part of yet or been close to getting a competition like this. So I'm waiting just like everybody else.
Okay. And then I guess, again, it's one of those. So you just like have an idea of what you want to do if you don't go, and then you just don't book any, because I feel like they're costing you money. They should let you know right now. Don't they know what happens to plane tickets once you get in within 7 days, 5 days, and all that? It's kind of unfair to you, and I think that's something. I don't want to get too crazy, but Kevin, the players union should be a part of this. I'm just saying. I don't want to start anything, but
I know. Yeah, I like you said, I don't know. I definitely have a plan in my head of what would happen if I am in it and where I'd go after, and they're not exactly sure where I'd go if I'm not in it, but we've talked about I'll find a beach somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's different things that have been thrown around in my head, but haven't looked in and haven't booked anything, obviously.
I know, Kev, we talked to you earlier in the year when you had your first chance to go back to Atlanta. Every player kind of goes through that. It's going to be an emotional night, an emotional time it's been for Sabonis, being an All-Star as a King now, but he's going back to Indiana tonight. Any extra juice on the game for you guys around him trying to win back in his old building?
Yeah, you know, there will be. I'm sure. I'm sure there'll be a video or something for him. I'm sure he'll get a reaction from the crowd. But I think Domas is going to be super locked in tonight. You know, he almost got 40 the other night, and you know, I expect his aggressiveness to be similar, especially with Fox out. So, if you're the Pacers, you got to look out.
So, we're going to talk again next week before Super Bowl. But as we like to check in with you every week, I don't know how much of a chance you had to watch the championship game and a half last Sunday. I imagine you're rooting for the Chiefs, if nothing else, but I am curious, Eagles, Chiefs, who do you got or what are you thinking?
I'm probably rooting for the Chiefs, just with the Eagles obviously playing against the Giants. It was, I mean, just like everyone else, it was tough watching the NFC game last week.
Sucked.
Just because, like, you know, a team's not at their best. And honestly, everyone kind of knew when Purdy went down, it was like, okay, the Eagles are going to win this game. And then the rest of the game is just like you're seeing a team just, you know, obviously fighting, but just, like, really having no shot. And it's tough to watch, especially for a championship game of a conference game. You hate to see it. So, I mean, the way the Eagles got into the Super Bowl is it's tough to see. I think the Chiefs, they obviously earned it. That was a great game on the other side, but I really don't have skin in the game. You know, I don't really have a big care level. I'm going to watch the game just because it's arguably two of the best teams all year going against each other, but whoever wins, it won't change anything in my life.
Well, we're obviously rooting for you to go to the three-point contest. We think that would be awesome. At the same time, if that doesn't happen, we're rooting for you to find a beach. Either way, I'm sure you will be fine. Enjoy Indy. I'm jealous of you going to New Orleans. There's some just amazing. Jason and I are huge New Orleans fans, mm-hmm. So get yourself some gumbo. Have some fun. Get a Mufalada sandwich there, too. It's the best sandwich in the world, and go kick ass tonight.
We will. We will. I appreciate you guys.
It's the Kevin Herter Show.
The Herter for three rips the cords for the first 3 points of the ball game. Welcome to Sacramento, Kevin Herter.
The Kevin Herter Show.
Herter, ring up another triple.
Presented by Jiffy Lube, with over 25 locations in the greater Sacramento area. Get your vehicle ready for the holiday driving season today. Carmichael Dave.
He has very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sactown Sports.
That's Chris Berlant's fault. Hi, everybody. Are we back or are we going? Ah, it's Friday.
Which one?
JS. Jay's look right now is that you remember like back in the day when we were in school and like the teacher
what,
would
like
come
10 years ago when your girlfriend tried you PBR.
You got a lot of, you know, gumption to announce that with your wife listening.
That was one of those want to get away moments.
We just heard a few others.
Oh, we sure did. The problem with Chris Verlot, where and I won't, this could be a whole segment, is that
we should make it a segment.
I've said that for years, but we're not. Chris has
a podcast,
a library. If Chris, God forbid, Chris ever leaves the station.
Oh, and if he went away like in a bad way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he has a library of ammunition, audio, some out of context, some weirdly in context, that they were just playing during the break. Red Shoes. Yeah. All right. We appreciate Kevin Herter. We appreciate Dakota Lewis. It sounds like Russell is back in the chat, and
back, I
know he's back in the chat because he said something like, I'm not going to say anything about this after this, and he's now still going on and on and on about the thing he was not going to say. The All-Star Reserves were announced yesterday, and hey, we got one. We did. How do I want to open this file? Siri?
That's new.
Which one? Are you looking for DeMoss?
Yeah, let me try.
Hold on, I have a...
From the Sacramento Kings.
Is this the one?
That's the one.
Okay. Yes. Domantas Sabonis.
Okay. That ain't the only one.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know that.
This was an easy one.
There is no denying the year he's had a 19-12-7, leads the league in rebounding.
That's impressive.
Number one in double doubles, number three in triple doubles with six.
Wow.
And he's a monster. He's played in 48 of their 50 games. So Domantas Sabonis, an all-star.
Yeah, good for him.
Deserved. Easy call. Glad he made it. It's so weird because it should have been a 100% celebration day, Dave. It really should have been.
Yes.
And I was thinking it was going to be. And then I don't know if it's our human nature or the way. Like, I lost the elation of the Sabonis in the Fox disappointment. And I don't feel like it evened out. I'm very happy for Sabonis, but I'm more disappointed about Fox.
What's like, is that, I mean, this is a bad example because I'm trying to think of it off the top of my head, but is it like one of those things where, I don't know, like you and a buddy each get lotto tickets and one of you wins like $100,000, not enough to be like, you're generationally wealthy, but enough to make it life-changing, and you're like really happy for them.
Yeah. But like,
but both of you are like he's like apologizing, like, man, I wish, you know, we'll go out to a great dinner.
And, my ticket.
Right. And then you're like, no, dude, are you kidding me? That is awesome. But then deep down inside, you're like jealous, like how I felt. I won't say that on the air. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want a picture. unfortunately, De'Aaron Fox was not allowed on. We do have a comment in the chat. Fox getting snubbed is not as bad as Brunson getting snubbed. Shockingly, the screen name is Nick Yak.
Nick Yak.
K-N-I-C-K.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely no bias there. It is what it is. Whatever. Charles Barkley thinks Fox got snubbed.
I'm more surprised by De'Aaron Fox because the Sacramento Kings had a third best record in the West. They had a third best record in the West. So I'm surprised, Fox. I'm disappointed for Gordon because he's been playing great. And, man, but I am really shocked De'Aaron Fox didn't make this thing.
I was asking this to Jay yesterday. Maybe it was in the 10 and 10. I can't remember. But I want to get your thought on this, Dave.
Sure.
It's an argument for Fox in his favor because of the Kings' record.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that hurt Fox in the past, ironically, was their record.
Yeah.
I honestly don't – I'm not a big proponent. I think it's a sidebar to it. It's something you can – but for an all-star, to me, it's about an – that's individual. So I don't know if one becomes one, but could you be on the worst team and have outlandish stats? It would be hard to value those stats because if you're averaging a triple-double on a 13-win Rocket team or whatever, how are they only 13 wins? But you individually would be having an awesome year. I think an all-star can go on a bad team. I really do. But – all that being said, De'Aaron has all-star stats, and he's on a winning team.
Well, and it's a conundrum, and it's almost like trying. You ever try to figure out how credit score works? It's very similar.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason. DeMarcus Cousins was on a terrible team.
Yeah.
And he, let's see, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, he made it in his sixth season. And this is De'Aaron's seventh season. I mean, it's impossible to say because, of course, things would be differently. But I will say this. If in a weird world where – the funny thing is, in a weird world where let's say Sabonis had been out with the thumb and he was out for the year. I think Fox makes the All-Star team. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not going to be the three seed for sure. But I think when it came down to it, somebody somewhere was like, we can't give the Kings two All-Stars. So we'll give it to
Yeah.
And with De'Aaron, I remember – there were a couple years with DeMarcus where we were all like, oh, my God, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? And he didn't. And then there was that last year, and then he made it. This, and of course, this depends on De'Aaron's play, too, but this kind of feels like he didn't make it. He'll be there next year.
Yeah, I mean, well, you hope so. And a lot of people, I mean, we heard from Barkley, but a lot of people have gone publicly and said they think he's the biggest snub, one of the biggest snubs. So sure. People have thought he should be there. The other part about that game, though, is let's think about some of the people that didn't make it. That, you know, Booker's kind of a regular.
Sure.
There's other guys that have been hurt. You know, is it – you've got – or is he going to turn into a guy like C.J. McCollum? Mike Conley made it, in his 13th year.
Well, we have a really great comparison. Is De'Aaron Fox going to – is it going to be Mike Bibby?
Uh-huh. Never made it. Great player.
Never
always
made it.
Caliber of an all-star, but never made it.
Not a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. Certainly a Hall of Gooder.
Yeah, but those things, when people are like, oh, it's just an all-star game, doesn't matter. Well, when you start to add your resume and go seven-time all-star, wow, he made the all-star team seven times? That adds to your lore. Well, he's played a decent amount of his career, and he hasn't been there yet.
And this is where it's the conundrum earlier, and I know that we all, anyone who even thinks like this, including myself, I kind of push that down because ultimately, fan, want to see her. From a franchise point of view, there's very little upside to your guy making the All-Star team. From a franchise pure perspective, it's more schedule.
Yeah.
It's more work. It's no break. It's not so much wear and tear, but still.
Yeah. But this franchise in particular has gone out of their way to promote them.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Coach Brown has gone out of his way to say, our two All-Stars. He might still use that same phrasing, even though De'Aaron didn't make it. Still could be a late ad, but also if they did make it, you know they're marketing the heck out of the two All-Stars.
Zebra's asking in the chat, and we covered this a little bit earlier, was wondering, because I had said yesterday it seems more and more, based on the small amount of people I've been talking to, that De'Aaron would make the All-Stars. She said, I'm wondering who Dave heard from that he'd be. You know, I can tell you this. I showed Jay earlier, and you talked to four coaches that are currently in the league that have votes. All of them had Fox in. Now that's 4 of 30.
Right.
That's 4 of 30. That obviously means there were many more others that did not.
It was close.
We also don't know how close it was.
Yeah.
Maybe he missed it by one coach.
Could be.
Maybe
it's by five. I don't know.
Here's something. What happens if it's a tie?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happens?
Goes to the runner.
What happens if Jaren Jackson and Fox tied? They go like alphabetical order of the city. Like, can't be that stupid.
No. I don't know.
I'd be very.
Is it record at that point?
Maybe that would probably be. Honestly, that would probably be the most fair tiebreaker. Would be record, team record at that point. I do not know. We'll take a break when we come back. There is a game tonight. No De'Aaron Fox out for good personal reasons, and those reasons, of course, are his own. I'm sure those will be made public here soon enough. Kings, Pacers, Sabonis' return to Indy, Tyrese Halliburton back on the floor, and that other guy, too. We'll get to that next.
The only place you'll find De'Aaron Fox is Sacktown Sports.
Spins away from the defender, in the paint, soft loader. That's a great play by De'Aaron Fox.
Hey, Sacramento, it's De'Aaron Fox, and you're listening to the home of the Sacramento Kings, Sacktown Sports.
Your local sports leader. They bleed black and purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sacktown Sports.
It's Buddy Hield with three, with two. Buddy Hield, no! Lakers have it! Lakers win it in a thriller in Indy!
Well, Indiana on a back-to-back.
And Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Don't forget the and Buddy Hield.
There he was behind the backboard. Total court awareness, total clock awareness.
Almost made it.
He did almost make it, though. You got to give him credit for hitting the front of the rim. That's a tough shot. Kings Pacers tonight right here on Shacktown Sports. The Sacramento Kings. Let's see if that line is this. Sacramento's up from 2.5 to 3.
Wow. Without De'Aaron?
Without De'Aaron. Are the Kings better?
Don't do that again.
I actually think if the Kings had De'Aaron Fox, he's probably about a 2-point movement on there. I'll bet you they're 5-point favorites. Interesting, though, because the Pacers have sucked so much lately, losing 9 of 10, losing 4 in a row, but they did get Tyrese Halliburton back last night. Who is not efficient, but did score, did assist, and you'd think he's going to be a little bit more settled in tonight.
Well, and it's also going back to, I mean, there's been a lot going on as far as off the court stuff. What's going on with De'Aaron personally, the Sabonis news, hearing that Fox isn't making the All-Star. There's a lot of that stuff, but this road trip started out with that bad loss, 2 straight wins. This still needs to be a good weekend for the Kings, and I think Indiana's a very winnable type game, and as much as all this other stuff is going on, the bigger picture is still the standings and still their record and still trying to get, a win tonight matches last season's win total. There's a lot of stuff on this game despite all the other emotions and feelings that are out there right now.
I want to do something here that you don't know I'm going to do. And it just came to me with 8 games tonight. I want to play a little game with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to set the over-under at 4.5. 8 matchups. I'm setting the over-under at 4.5. And I have no idea if you're going to be good at this or not. How good are you at arena names?
Oh, used to be very good. Now I would say I'm not good.
With the sponsors?
Yeah, it's changed.
The reason why I ask is because I'm looking at this and I'm like, God, I would suck at this. Mm-hmm. Starting in Detroit.
Okay.
Where Detroit plays.
Little Caesars Arena?
That is correct. Okay. That is one.
Okay.
Here comes Jay. Number two, this is what gave me the idea. No idea. Tonight's game in Indianapolis. The Pacers play at?
Okay.
Market Square Arena.
Now I know it's changed. G-Man actually said it the other night. Because
it used to be.
I was going to say the building formerly known as Conseco Fieldhouse.
Yeah, Conseco Fieldhouse. I'll give you a hint. Still a fieldhouse.
I want to say something Bridge Fieldhouse, but
I set the over under at 4.5. We have an opportunity
Todd
for a
Bridges
tie.
Fieldhouse.
I'm giving you a half point. It's
Fieldhouse?
Gainbridge.
Oh, Gainbridge. Okay.
I feel like you got half of that.
Also, I feel like of all the ways you can name an arena, center, complex, Fieldhouse
is great.
Wait, say that again.
I thought you're gonna agree. Nope. You don't like Fieldhouse?
I hate it.
It's great.
It's dumb.
Jason, over under on how many times over the last month I've spit on you?
7.
Okay. I'm spitting everywhere. Yeah. I keep noticing it. The Wizards play at
Verizon Center?
I'll give you a hint. I just canceled one of them. Jay?
TheAthletic.com Center.
Netflix.
Capital One.
Oh.
Arena. Yeah.
What's in their building?
I didn't need the Quicksilver. Okay, this one you should get. So we're at 1.5. We're at 1.5. Celtics.
That one's TD Garden.
That is correct. Yeah. All right, we're at 2.5. The Rockets.
Oh, they're still... Well, I'm going to go with what I think. Toyota Center?
The Toyota Center. Okay. We're at 3.5. Okay. I think you're actually going to sweep the rest. That's my guess. The Timberwolves.
Target Center.
Shout out to Target, by the way. Hasn't it been the Target Center since the Timberwolves came into the league?
Isn't the baseball Target Field?
I believe it is.
What's really cool is if you see the outside of it, it's like you're walking up to an actual Target.
That is actually
good branding.
Yeah, it really is.
Or like off Target.
This one, I think, is fairly easy. The San Antonio Spurs play the Sixers tonight in?
AT&T.
That is correct.
Alamo Dome.
AT&T Center. And finally, the Utah Jazz host the Hawks.
Oh, they've changed this one multiple times, but I do remember.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
I just read it. It's going back to the Delta Center.
Is it really?
Yes.
It's not going to be Vivint?
No, it's going. Look it up. It's going back to the Delta Center.
What was the one in between?
It was in between. I was just going to ask you that. There was Delta Center back when the Kings
not
played.
Not Energy Solutions, was it?
Yes.
Yes, Energy it was. Solutions. And then the Rose Garden was the Rose Garden forever, and now it's the Moda Center.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going back to the Delta Center.
I like that game. We should bring that back for baseball.
Yeah.
Where do people play?
I feel like baseball is actually easier.
So you're saying Fieldhouse you rank behind center?
Yes.
What about Garden?
I like Garden for New York and Boston. Anyone else trying to use it, you're whack. If it were the Golden One Garden, that would be terrible.
I was just going to say, would it be better if it was the Golden One Garden?
Golden One Palace?
Golden One Fieldhouse?
No.
Golden One Arena?
That works.
Golden One Center.
Golden One Center's good, though.
Yeah, that's what we're used to.
Well, but it's because of what we're used to.
But if it were Golden One Arena, that would be
fine. Right, but Arco Center?
No.
Arco Fieldhouse?
No, the alliteration of Arco Arena was
perfect. Arco Arena was perfect. First, and the first
one. It needed
one.
To be Power Balance Palace.
Yeah, yes. Power Balance. Kings Pacers tonight.
Sleep Train.
And Buddy Hield. Mm. Don't forget the and Buddy Hield.
Okay, fine.
He's playing.
All right, last time I do it.
The Kings. No, it's a great bit. Kings and Buddy Hield. Sabonis returning to Indy. No De'Aaron Fox. If you're just joining us, De'Aaron Fox is out for personal reasons. He is not injured. He's not pouting because he did not make the All-Star team. He's out, and again, this is the Kings and De'Aaron's place to talk about this, but you know, social media and figure it out. He is out for the most wonderful of reasons. So, you know, good for him. I'm interested. I'm interested more than any of course, I'm interested in a Kings game. That sounds stupid. But I think this could be a fun, fun game. I think Tyrese Halliburton has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
I think he has I think it was a ruffle. And now I think it's one of them like giant kettle chips because of how they got shellacked in Sacramento. I think the Indiana Pacers are at a very interesting point in their season right now, Jason, because of how poorly they've done lately. The Pacers find themselves a game out of the play-in. However, the Pacers, as of right now, if everything went to chalk, would have a top eight pick in the lottery.
Yeah, which might end up being the best thing for them. Does this feel like this is the last? I think it is. Is this the last game of the stuff from the trade? Because Tyrese has already come here. This will be the last time, the first time Sabonis is back there. They've both been all-stars. Buddy will probably be on another team next year.
Yeah, I agree.
There's already the other guys that came over. Lamb and Holiday are not Kings anymore. It just, the trade worked for both teams, and that's acceptable answer for this. And it doesn't have to, and there'll still be acknowledgement of Tyrese coming back here and DeMontis going back there. But I feel like this is kind of the last lingering one from that.
I'd like to think so.
You don't think it is?
I also think that Tyrese Halliburton at 38 years old will still be like, yeah, you know, it's always something special playing these guys.
Well, I think, but yeah.
He kind of walked
the same
that
emotional
back
edge,
year.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're at LeBron started his career at Arco Arena. Did you know that level? But yeah, I think because this is Sabonis's big return.
Yeah.
And I hope, and I would imagine, we said earlier, Pacers are a pretty classy organization. I would imagine there's going to be a standing ovation.
Has to be.
And what a great time for Sabonis, you know, a guy who was, I'm sure he reads some stuff. Hey, the only reason you're in the All-Star game is because you're in the Eastern Conference. He goes West. He shows that
the only reason because he's in the West now?
Yeah, exactly. And he's helped elevate. He's been the main force elevating the Sacramento Kings from the doldrums of the NBA to the three seed. It really is a triumph, a triumphant return for DeMontis Sabonis.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So we will take a break.
By the way, as we go to break for Friday Fun and Games,
yeah.
We need some listener participation
today. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This just changed your mood.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I just got snubbed.
800-920-1140.
Oh, you're in the internet.
Chris Guerrero, call in. You're on Dave's team.
You guys are going to be competing against Dave and Jay and me.
Oh,
Chris Guerrero, call so we can win.
Chris Guerrero, call. Absolutely. Let's go.
We need a few people.
We do. We do. Maybe we can get four. Maybe we can get four listeners on, so three of our YouTube chatters on, so they can combine to be our IQ.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm already starting it.
You're talking trash. You don't even know what the game is.
Is the game say weirdly inaccurate and offensive things? Because Russell's going to win.
Did you read the script?
Nope. We'll take a break. We're back with Friday Fun and Games next.
Sacktown Sports goes 100% live and local
from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Tune in to Carmichael, Dave, and Jason Ross from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by the return of Deuce and Mo
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.,
followed by Cattles and Rami from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You want it more local? We're giving you more local on Sacktown Sports, your local sports leader. Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Be afraid, Dave.
All right, one more chance here if you want, because we got 1-800-920-1140 if you want to be the listener participant. Because I think that's Chris Guerrero on line one.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe it'll just be more fun just to compete against Chris Guerrero.
By the way, Cam Salerno of The Beat put this out. Bill Simmons proposed a three-way trade on his podcast.
Can't imagine this is anything great.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure it's going to be advantageous for the Kings.
Sacramento gets Bojan Bogdanovic.
Okay.
Detroit gets Caris LeVert. Cleveland gets Harrison Barnes.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Detroit also gets an unprotected Kings first-round pick. Forgot that part.
Yeah. Who says no?
How much is Bill lighting the beam?
Hmm.
Like, for real, dude?
You know, depending on the context, that can sound inappropriate either way.
That's exactly how I mean, dude, lay off, bro.
Yeah.
Harrison Barnes in a first-rounder for Bojan.
Unprotected.
Yeah.
Which would be, at this point, whatever. Like in 28.
What a ding.
But you want Bojan and Bogdan, maybe.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I like Bojan.
Yeah.
A little chicken.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, right in front of Gabe's.
All right, here we go. We've done this before. We're going to do this. It's going to be a special treat for us because if you're sure that's Chris Guerrero, he's the one that's competing in this.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. It's the good old-fashioned name game.
Name game.
The name game. So I'm going to give you a name of a sports figure.
Yeah.
And you have to either use the first name
uh-huh.
or the last name to keep the chain going.
And we're staying in sports figures with the chain?
Yeah, and you, me, and Jay will be the judges. But is that Chris?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
I can't complain. I'm alive. How are you doing?
Have you had breakfast yet?
I've had 2 cups of coffee.
Okay. Well, we're good to go. Okay. Good to have you with us, Chris.
Good to have you have me on your show. This is awesome.
Yeah, it
maybe
is.
A third cup is needed.
Yeah, check out Chris's podcast.
All right, here
not
we go.
Sure coffee's the remedy, but
so the order is going to be. Yes. All of us are going to be competing to try to take out Chris Guerrero. This is something you've probably wanted to do.
Yes, I've dreamed of taking out Chris Guerrero, perhaps to a
so
movie.
Here we go. The name game. We're going to start with the most basic name. Dave, you're going to go first. Then it's Chris Guerrero. Then it's me. Then it's Jay. Then it's back to Dave.
Okay,
I have to be last.
All right. So what? For example, give an example. If it's
We played a clip earlier from Jalen Rose.
Sure.
So you'd have to say a Jalen or a Rose.
Gotcha.
And you could go Jalen Brown. And then the chain moves on.
Perfect.
All right, so Dave, you're going to go first. I'm going to go a straightforward, easy name, a name we know, a name we're all attached to, a name we're a fan of.
Yeah.
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown.
So keep the name game going.
Okay. I will say Mike Malone.
Mike Malone. Didn't have to be a coach, but you made it a coach.
You know what? I did. I wanted extra
Chris
points.
Guerrero. Mike Malone.
Charles Malone.
Chris, who's Charles Malone?
He is an actor.
An actor. Are we staying in sports? Yeah. Or
we're trying to stay in sports. Oh. What was Charles Malone in?
Yeah, what is Charles Malone in?
Oh, he was in The Wonderful Life.
Oh, The Wonderful Life. Okay, Jay.
Chris is correct. I just looked him up. He's an actor.
He was in The Wonderful Life. Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Charles Malone to you.
No, we're counting that? No, Jason. We need a sports figure.
Oh, we need a sports figure.
We're going
figure.
For a sports
Sorry.
Figure, Chris.
Oh.
Off of Mike Malone. Yeah.
Malone.
Mike Malone.
Maybe Mike.
Maybe a mailman.
Doesn't have to be last name. Can
Mike
be first.
Brown.
No, see, Chris, we start.
Oh, wait, sorry. You already said that one.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. Sorry.
Okay, acceptable.
Mike Jordan.
We'll go with Michael Jordan. You go, uh-huh. We're going to accept it.
Sorry.
No, totally understandable. Okay.
Jason.
I can't go with Chris laughing that hard.
Whose turn is it now?
It's mine, I think. Jay, do you want to go instead?
Sure. Jordan Love.
Okay, good. I'm going to just sit this one out.
Sure.
Jordan Love. Dave, it's you two against
right.
Chris Kirk. Jordan Love.
Kevin Love.
Is my turn again?
No, not
it's okay. I hadn't gone yet, Chris.
He went with Kevin Love, yeah, Chris, yeah. So it's on to you. Chris, Kevin Love.
Kevin Johnson.
Okay, we're going now. Here we go, Jay. Kevin Johnson. These are easy names.
Magic Johnson.
Oh, okay. Magic Johnson. Dave?
Oh, come on.
Really?
I know. Why am I? Dustin Johnson.
There we go. Dustin Johnson. Chris Guerrero.
Dustin Baker.
Who is that, Chris?
Dustin Baker?
Dustin Baker.
Judges?
Dustin Baker. Who is Dustin Baker? No, but what does he do? What does Dustin Baker do is what we want to know.
I thought he was a baseball player or coach or something.
Right.
Dusty Baker?
Dusty Baker, sorry.
There you go, Dusty Baker.
No.
Okay, so Dustin Johnson to you.
To me?
No, to Chris.
We're giving him a second chance somehow.
Oh, Dustin Johnson.
This is no longer turned fun.
Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson.
There we go.
That'll work.
Olympic champion. There we go. Jay.
Irvin Johnson, the one that played for the Sonics.
Okay. Dave.
Can I say Irvin Johnson, the Laker?
No, I said Magic.
You said Magic.
No, we'll go with a different one.
Fine, Michael Irvin.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. We're back to Michael and we're at Irvin, Chris.
Sucka.
Mike Shanahan.
We're going to accept that.
We will accept Mike Shanahan. Shanahan.
Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby. Good work, Jay. Dave?
Mike Tyson.
All right, now we're going. Chris? Chris going once.
Oh, man.
Chris going twice.
Mike, you said Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah, so that means that anyone in sports with Mike...
Hold on.
Or Tyson.
Boxer Tyson. Tyson the boxer.
Tyson the boxer, okay. Yeah.
Got a dog?
Now you're on to something. Wait,
No. Tyson Fury.
Oh! You know what? Credit to him.
Yeah.
I thought he was just being a moron.
That's a tough
he
one.
Was.
No,
I'm saying full credit.
Jay?
Yeah.
Jay?
Sorry, I was thinking the big dude.
Yeah. Not the heavyweight champion, right. Other one.
Not the short guy. Not the short guy.
That's right.
Lil Fury.
Tyson Fury to you.
Mm.
You're missing a good one.
Well, I know his brother's last name is Fury. I just don't know his first name.
Billy
Fury. That's great. Oh, man.
Oh, is it going to be a Dave Chris showdown?
No, because Chris has messed up like 36 times.
But
I don't
Chris
get one pass.
But Chris also, he tees off from the...
Shut up.
Hey, Jay.
He just registered, yeah.
Let me help you out. Former...
No.
Yes, help me out.
Chicago Bull, Dallas Maverick,
oh,
big
Tyson
man.
Chandler. Yeah. I knew there was another one.
Dave.
Chandler Parsons.
Oh, nice. I think you ended it.
Thank nope.
You. Chris isn't going to have a Chandler or Parsons. Chris, Chandler Parsons.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. In 3 seconds.
Hold on. Chandler.
He's Googling.
Two.
I'm not Googling. Chandler Jones.
Hold on a second.
He's looking at the YouTube chat.
Chris.
I am not looking at the YouTube
Let me ask you
chat.
A question. Who would you
no
say?
Way.
Who do you love more than anyone in the world? Who do you love?
Carmichael Dave.
Okay. No. Give
say your wife or kids.
Give me another one. You might have a family member. Here's my point. Whoever you love most in the world, they are going to fall into a lake of fire if you're lying. Did you Google or cheat in any way?
I did not Google.
I don't know if this was the best game or the worst
game. It's the best.
Can I
go now?
Yeah.
Former Falcons quarterback Chris Chandler.
Are we ending there? We could not defeat Chris Guerrero.
We couldn't. Really?
Chris Guerrero.
He didn't Google.
He did not Google.
Mike Brown and Mike Malone, Michael Jordan, Jordan Love, Kevin Johnson, Magic Johnson, Dustin Johnson, Michael Johnson, Irvin Johnson, Michael Irvin, Mike Shanahan, Mike Bibby, Mike Tyson, Tyson Fury, Tyson Chandler, Chandler Parsons, Chandler Jones, Chris Chandler. Name game.
How much time do we have left?
10 seconds. Chris, you want to say anything before you leave? And if you plug your podcast, I'm hanging up.
Well, everybody knows where I'm at, so...
All right, listen, I'm going to go do something more fun. I have a vasectomy at 10:30. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye now.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.